Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show. We bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Patriots had some help last night from whoever you are. If you're the quarterback, you got help from the line and the receivers and the coaches. If you're the defense, the offense helped, vice versa. Best all-around win for the team this season against the Giants. Monday Night Football, 33-15 in a game that may not have even been that close, in part thanks to a kicker who didn't understand the assignment, as the kids say. He's supposed to kick the ball, and he chose not to because, well, I don't know. He chose not to kick the ball.
Younghoe Koo?
Yeah.
Oh, he's a Patriots legend. Don't forget, he was on the practice squad, got released, and then only to come back years later after a stint with the Atlanta Falcons.
Deep fake.
Deliver another deep fake. Just like Parker Romo is a Patriots legend. He helped out the Patriots, just like Younghoe Koo was sent elsewhere to come back and not only crap the bed, but deliver one of the great all-time kicking fails, which I think last night, maybe it was earlier this morning, I don't know, so many post-game shows, so little time. I think we compared to what it looks like when most of us try to, like, get out of the sand trap. It was just an absolute dud.
So, Fitzy, we've talked about Drake May. We know he's the MVP. We know he's the best quarterback in football. But we spent a lot of time this offseason wondering about weapons and offensive makeup and depth on the offensive line and all of those things. And all of those came up roses yesterday. If you want to look at the offensive side of the ball, Vadarian Lowe starting at left tackle, Ben Brown starting at left guard, an ill Garrett Bradbury starting at center, and all they did is go out and do what they needed to do to get off to a hot start, to allow Drake May to complete 70%+ of his passes. You had Travion Henderson rush for, 11 carries, 67 yards with a 26-yard long in there for a 6-yard average. As a team, they churned out 29 carries for 119 yards. Maybe my biggest takeaway here, actually there's two. There's one on the coaching side, and I'll get to in a minute. But also, Hunter Henry had 4 catches for 73 yards. After that, you had 7 different guys with 20 or more yards, I believe. They're just
spread it out, baby. Share the love.
And I think it's hard for Drake May in a sense, right? Like there's a certain ease, I think, when you know you have a certain receiver you're going to throw the ball to 10, 12, 14 times in a game, right? Like a third of your attempts. If you have one of those guys, every third attempt is going to Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, whoever that guy may be. Drake May doesn't have that. He's scanning the field, going through his reads, looking poised, but he's doing it. He's getting one off to Kyle Williams, one off to Pop Douglas, couple off to Diggs. Like, I think it's remarkable the way those guys have settled into their roles and accepted it, right? Did we ever think all these guys would just accept their roles, not getting the ball very often, and also succeeding in them?
I don't think there were enough people on this offense. I don't think there were enough people in the receiver room beyond Stephon Diggs that would be in a position to demand the ball more. Like, Kayshon Boutte can't say, I need to get my 10 targets a game. Hunter Henry's not going to say, you know, I need at least 6 targets a game or else I'm out. Like, I'm sure they all have egos, Andy. You know, they're all unique birds. Some of them just show up and do their job, and they're happy to get one pass a game like Kyle Williams and make it count. Some of the other guys show up in a mechanic's outfit with a tire iron and a tire and bare feet.
Yeah, what was that all about? Like, Halloween's gone. I get that he dresses weird, But now he has props with him?
Like, he does the social media videos. Like, he literally does that. He makes videos showing people how to fix things on their car or change. So I think last night he did a video changing a tire, maybe.
And, yeah, but why does he need the tire with him in the locker room? Why is he bringing the tire into work with him?
Why is he also doing that on game? He's got six other days of the week where he can change a tire or talk about aliens.
Produce content the other content. 6 days. And again, I don't need props. So you think he just pulled, like, if you have the locker next to him and you're sitting there, you put your game socks on, your cleats on, and he walks in with a tire in his hands. Like, what are you thinking? Like, you're thinking this dude's nuts, flat out nuts or annoying.
In a good way, though.
Yeah, or annoying. It could be in an annoying way. I could find it annoying. I think on game day, I'd find it annoying.
Is this turning into a shut up and dribble kind of conversation with this guy, or are we okay with it because they win?
We're definitely. Oh, if he had the balls to do this, if they were like the Giants and 2-11, that would be some balls.
It's like what happened when Gerard Mayo
like
in the back.
One day, if he just shows up as like a concession worker and he's got like one of those hot dog boxes around his waist and he walks in, but they're like 3-8.
Yeah, no, it doesn't play the same way.
Maybe half measure, dial it back.
And that's why I'm trying to be consistent. If I were a teammate, I think it would annoy me. But anyway, so you got these receivers that are workmanlike in their roles, whether they show you the workmanlike nature with a tire or not. Stephon Diggs, all of them, right on down the line.
Bunch of blue collar, just, you know, throws go to Joe's, bro.
And then speaking of the line, it was all going to hit the fan, right? I had talked.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money? Still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Talked myself into, thanks to some calls and some of the discussion we had yesterday, that, could this be one of those wheels fall off kind of games? Maybe that's why he brought the extra tire, in case the wheels fell off the offense with the offensive line struggling. But no, because you know what, Fitzy? I need to beep, back it up a little bit. Maybe an Awaken 180 take type thing for me. When I said I was worried about the offensive line, the talent, how good it could be or not good it could be. You know what I really undervalued? Doug Marrone. Doug frickin' Marrone is Willy Wonka. He took a pile of chicken you-know-what yesterday and made a damn meal out of it Thanksgiving week. And that's disrespectful, I know, to those guys, but I'm sorry. You're backups for a reason in the National Football League. And Doug Marrone is a magician. He's just a magician, like Willy Wonka. Golden ticket. You got the golden ticket to a better offensive line when you hired Doug Marrone.
Yeah, listen, I'm all for any Wonka comparisons. I always want to get a view of paradise and drink a fizzy lifting drink. But to me, what he is just a really talented chef. And no matter what ingredients you give the guy, like, he's going to
chopped.
Literally, like Doug Marrone, that's my favorite cooking show ever. Doug Marrone plays Chopped.
Do you know how to cook pig colon? Of course I do. I've done it many times.
All right. And today's basket, you get Vidarian Low, strawberry rhubarb jam.
That's great.
Pig liver and Ben Brown.
That is probably more respectful. He didn't take chicken you know what. He took unique ingredients, maybe not the perfect ingredients, not the most common ingredients, and he turned them into a damn good meal out there.
Dandelions, bologna, Garrett Bradbury, and look what he did. He made a presentable meal that all the judges appreciated.
And you went out there and you rushed for 4 yards a carry. You ran it 29 times, which is basically 30. And all these coaches will tell you, if you run the ball 30 times, you win the football game. You protected Drake May, who did have a little bit of a lapse. Did you hear his press conference where he's like, the one sack we had, that was on me? And I was like, Drake, I think there were three
two others, Drake.
Are you okay? Did you get hit in the head a little bit?
Yeah, did you? It looked like it was Jackson Dart was the quarterback who got tuned up last night.
Do you have a little sampling of grandma's cough syrup on the sideline there to stay warm or something? There were three sacks, but anyway,
let's weave that into may or may not. May or may not, hot toddy on the sidelines.
There was minimal pressure. There was a good enough run game. And more importantly, the wheels didn't fall off the offense the way it does with some teams when they lose offensive linemen. And the guy in the crosshairs of that praise has to be Doug Marrone, with a little bit of an extended praise for Josh McDaniels, the game plan, the calls. Like, even that first play, I think it was the first play from scrimmage we talked about. He did the fake out to the wide receiver and then the quick turnaround, draw that picked up a few yards there for Ramondre Stevenson. You know, I thought there was some creativity, and I know some fans on other teams are getting flat out frustrated watching. They're like, how does he get these guys wide open? What's my defense doing? Why are there three receivers wide open on the football field? Well, some of that is Josh McDaniels. Some of that is the scheme. Some of that is the play calling.
He's pretty good too. And for the whole McDaniels was a craft pick crowd, I'd just like to say, you still comfortable with that take, even if it's true? Because it looks like he's doing a pretty good job.
Robert, nice job picking the offensive coordinator if you picked him, because he's a winner, but you didn't need to tell me that. 617-779-7937. Continue to take your phone calls reacting to the best team in the NFL, the best quarterback in the NFL. How good can they be? Is Super Bowl a legitimate dream right now as we sit here in early December? Hour number two here on WEEI Afternoons. We got our three-point stances ready to go. We're also awaiting the arrival of Drake May, the Patriots quarterback, on a Patriots Monday here. That's all next on WEEI.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.